We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Pat Mayo Experience, presented by DraftKings. Week 13 recap, week 14 guessing the spreads from DraftKings Sportsbook. Reminder to smash the like, sub to the channel, and get Omaha Steaks. OmahaSteaks.com, promo code Mayo is going to get you $30 off your purchase. But guess what? Grimace, everything on the site is currently 50% off.
That's a great deal.
It's a great deal. I just sent some to Cam. I know he's not watching, so it's going to be a surprise to him. You're surprised the Jets lost? You're wearing a purple sweater for the Minnesota Vikings?
It didn't occur to me that that was bad karma.
Tua just got hurt, by the way.
Oh, that's unfair. I don't want that. But, like, you know, I said earlier that, like, I was the least devastated I've been in a loss all season. And this one, you know, ended at them at the goal line. But it's – they had – because they had every opportunity. That's why. It wasn't one play. They had two sets of downs on multiple possessions to win this game. And they didn't do it. They made mistakes. Their red zone offense all day was putrid. The defense in the second half made Saleh once again showed he's a defensive wizard. He made fantastic adjustments. They kept the Vikings to 7 points in the whole second half, and they just couldn't capitalize. They kicked field goals. They were rough in the red zone. They deserved their loss. They did it to themselves. But, you know, I still feel like they had life. They had verve. A couple of weird things didn't go their way. But, you know, the league keeps putting us up against teams that have extra rest. And sooner or later, that's going to catch you. And I guess it did today. And it's unfortunate. But we move on. 7-5. The Chargers are losing. The Patriots lost. So no ground has been lost in the wild card. And we have to stay positive here.
Yeah, we're still spending it live. Ben Raza is actually on the line as well. Your colleague, Nine Inch Nails Nick, at Notorious FNTSY. He may be kicked off Twitter, Ben, for the moment, for being mad about penalties in the Dolphins game. But he's winning the PME Open right now.
That's a good trade. I would get thrown off Twitter to win the PME Open. So shout out to Notorious. Very, very good stuff there. And it's always a crazy day, but man, wild, wild games today.
Yeah, unfortunately for Tambo, he didn't quite take home King of the Beach. That's what's going to happen. Although Nick is winning the PME Open with Trevor Lawrence as a quarterback. Maybe I should check back in with Tambo to see how he's doing. But it was a tough season. How did you do today?
I did better betting than I did on DFS. Aaron Jones killed me in DFS. That was a big disappointment. But betting's going good. It looks like the Niners have, you know, put this on ice. And that was by far my most important spot.
Well, the Chargers still have a chance here. It's 4th and 9, and oh, it's a drop. That's game over. No social media accolades for Justin Herbert this week, Ben.
I thought that game was over hours ago, but man, yeah, it was. I don't know. I'm interested to see what you guys. I obviously want to hear about all the Jets takes, but just again, there were so many games. I thought, speaking of Trevor Lawrence, I thought he was out for like 2 years.
Yeah, we did too.
When I saw that hit, and he's just Wolverine. He's fine.
I was shocked. Like, even though he was fine to come back in the game, they were losing by so much that it was like, what are you guys doing here? Like, what's the deal with this?
Yeah, I mean, they were down multiple touchdowns at that point, so I don't know, but he's all good apparently. There was a ton of, I feel like my player pool got decimated with injuries today.
I had a good day on DFS because I had Cam Akers everywhere.
Cam Akers?
That's a lie. Nobody had Cam Akers.
Tim didn't even play DFS. Also, your, I don't even know if he's a former FanVice colleague of yours, Ben Raza, at Draft Cheat, told you to suck his Viking dick, pal.
Vikings earn the win. Like, I know people want me to come on here and be devastated, but the truth of the matter is the Jets had every opportunity and they couldn't capitalize in the red zone. They deserve to lose. There are a ton of drops. Barrios dropping the ball that would have put him ahead. It hurts, but, like, they moved the ball up and down the field. They were in the game. They made a nice comeback. It's an NFC loss. It doesn't hurt us as badly as it might. The Chargers and the Patriots took L's. No, you know, we're a week closer to the playoffs, and we're no worse off than we were before the week started. So I can't be too devastated. We have Buffalo next, tough challenge, but we beat them. Even if we lose, like, maybe the Chargers and the Patriots can lose again. We still have the Jags. We have the Lions. We have the Seahawks. We have winnable games down the stretch. So I can't be too devastated. It hurts. A win today would have probably given them like an 85% chance to make the playoffs. So losing this game hurts. But, you know, what can we do other than stiffen our spines and say it was a tough loss and we move forward with some hope?
Ben, you're a secret Jets fan, aren't you?
I am. I'm definitely a closet Jets fan.
So how are you feeling today when you're watching Mr. Mike White out there? Mr. White.
Yeah, Mr. White.
Yeah, Harvey Keitel.
Yeah, exactly. It felt a little Reservoir Dogs-esque. I'm a big Zonovan Knight guy. I like this dude. I thought he was pretty good today. But
so did the Jets on first down over and over and over and over again.
They just kept giving him the ball. He would have got in with a couple more tries. But yeah,
the third down call was so stupid to throw that fade route. Oh!
I mean, why, Mike White, what did he throw the ball, 60 times today?
59?
Yes. Yeah.
That seems aggressive.
He wasn't the problem, though. He wasn't the problem. The problem was they could not execute in the red zone. They had too many drops.
Well, you said that Tyler Conklin should be stapled to the bench.
I did. After the third drop, I was like, you have to go now. I don't ever want to see you play this game again. Disappointing. But again, I know people want me to come on here and scream and yell, and I can't give them what they want because I refuse to do that because that's not what's in my heart. What I feel is that they played well. It sucks that we didn't take advantage, but there's still lots of racetrack left, and so we're just rounding the last turn. We still have lots of space here in the stretch run to make a move, so I'm not freaked out yet. I won't be freaked out with a loss next week either. You know, there's still opportunities ahead of us. I keep optimistic.
So, Ben, what went wrong in DFS for you today? Did you play Deshaun Watson, who maybe had like 3 yards? His favorite receiver was like people's ankles. It felt like he had a foot fetish at this point.
That game, well, amongst other things. Yeah, that game, I certainly didn't play the Browns defense. I'll say that much. No, I think, my biggest problem was that Aaron Jones either got hurt or is just awful. And they went with Dylan, and then they went with a guy I've never even heard of after Dylan. So that didn't get it done. I didn't have Jalen Hurts, so you're starting off pretty bad there. And then I just really didn't have the right combos. But Aaron Jones was the guy. I was like honed in on him. I thought he was going to have a huge game today.
Did you find it weird that Fields was fine after having a dislocated shoulder last week?
I also found it weird, though. Fields was like 4% owned. He really wasn't popular, and his legs are fine. He can't really throw the ball to begin with, so he's got no weapons. I played Claypool. That was also a stupid idea.
Well, he got hurt.
He came back.
Yeah. His best play was a fumble. That's how I knew he was alive, but it wasn't good.
All right. Well, do you guys want to go AFC or NFC to start things off with?
Let's do NFC.
You want to do the NFC first? Or you NFC. Want to talk about Joe Burrow now being 3-0 against the Kansas City Chiefs?
That will be done to death. Let's talk about the NFC a little bit.
All right, let's start in the NFC. There was a tie.
That was great for both teams involved.
The Giants were playing for a tie, and Washington was devastated by a tie. That should probably tell you the state of where these two teams are at right now.
Yeah, I mean, because the Giants have the extra, or the Washington has the extra loss. So the tie hurts them a little bit more.
I mean, they will eventually have to play another game.
Sure, but the Giants like still have, again, a little bit more track ahead of them. I thought that that works out really well for both those teams. That the team that should have been most upset is Seattle. That hurts them in all kinds of NFC tie breaks. They can't win now because a tie takes that out of play.
Maybe they can tie themselves and see what's up.
They tried to tie it against the Rams, who were scrappy.
Scrappy Rams. Well, I mean, the game was in doubt for about 15 seconds of the Seahawks marched down the field. That was my largest bet of the day, Ben. It was Seahawks -7, and they probably should have won the game by 25 points. They turning the ball over in the red zone, settling for field goals. It just, I don't know what was going on. It was horrible.
I saw Bobby Wagner just take the ball at one point, which seemed borderline illegal, but also kind of legit. So Seahawks, I mean, they survived. Obviously, they're going to take it, but they play again soon, right?
Yeah, they play
a couple weeks.
Yeah, well, Washington's on bye next week. Then they play again in Washington in week 15. Yeah.
I just think if you make your living gambling in the NFL, laying 7 points or more in division is just
you
not...
talked me into it.
I get it, but at the same
time, I was gonna go a different way. You're like, no, you should probably take the Seahawks. That's not enough points. And I was like, hey, you're riding the, and you hit your super lock again. Can't pick my super lock for me, apparently.
Evidently, I can't. But
yeah. You shouldn't lay that many points in division. What do you think, Tim? Well, you should definitely
lay
the Seahawks.
You're misconstruing what I'm saying. I'm saying in general, if you always do that, you will not be successful. I did think this was a good spot for that. I also thought Perkins was going to start. Not Wolford.
That's true. At the time when we made the selection, it did not seem like Wolford was going to play. And you think that it would have changed my mind.
You would think that should make no difference.
As well.
But like, I would have been more trepidatious saying they should lay 7 with Wolford than with Perkins.
So we have the who do you feel better about, the Giants or the Commanders, Ben?
Oh, the Commanders. I'm a Heinicke guy. I like Danny Dimes, but no, Washington's, they got something going on. But that move by. You want to talk about the best plays I saw today? That Dotson touchdown was unbelievable. Got some things working in Washington.
I felt like every time Debo touched the ball, it was play of the day. They just it took 6 guys to tackle him on Miami's defense every single time he touched it.
Yeah, but they give him the ball. Let's run a triple reverse to Debo. Why not just give him the ball instead of having him 10 yards behind the line, and then he loses 3 yards, and it's like an amazing play. He is truly unbelievable.
Well, let's talk about San Francisco then, because Jimmy G, have you seen anything about his ankle? Like, is it a high ankle sprain? Is it a low ankle sprain? Did he break his ankle? Because it didn't look great.
Didn't look good.
But Lawrence looked like he was dead too, and he was fine.
But he came back.
Yeah, but they knew they had Dirty Purdy. Why do you even need Jimmy G?
I mean, that's a good question. Why do you need Jimmy G if this guy can come out here and, the great, unstoppable Dolphins offense has 2 nice plays all game, and they look like garbage the rest of the game. I mean, that's really impressive performance from a Super Bowl contender to put up 17 points. And really, you take away those 2 ridiculous plays, they put up 3 points.
If you take away their touchdown, yeah, they only scored 3 points?
Very impressed by the Dolphins. You know, that was a really nice performance from them. You hate to see them perform like that.
So you like Heinicke, Ben. Is it because Heinicke and Mike White are essentially the same guy?
Yeah, that's more accurate than not.
Yeah, there's a closeness. I'll tell you what. Talking about San Francisco, I would pick them against anybody in the NFC right now on a neutral site.
Even with Purdy?
Because
I think that's the world that we're living in.
What Philadelphia does well, San Francisco is very good at stopping.
Okay, what do you think Philadelphia does well? Because they just passed it all over the top 5 pass defense.
Yeah, but I think they will struggle to move the ball on the ground. And if you have to put the ball in the air, I don't know whether Hurts is going to be able to do that.
They just did that. He threw like 400 yards today.
I mean, the Dolphins had 2 big plays. The Dolphins are this big, fat, massive aerial attack that people love.
And they ended up with a 75-yard touchdown and a 55-yard touchdown.
And that was it.
Philadelphia is like the more consistent version who can also run the ball.
I'm just saying what I saw today from San Francisco made me think that the Eagles, while it would be closer, I would probably prefer San Francisco in a neutral site and maybe even in Philadelphia.
Now, let's see here. Jimmy G departed with a left foot injury. That's all we got at this point. Let's say he's out for the season. There's a chance. I mean, he probably won't be. Maybe he'll end up missing a few weeks. What is this team's upside with Brock Purdy?
Their upside
Brock says Super Bowl. Is that what you're saying?
The upside is still the Super Bowl, yes. Because, I mean, it's not like Jimmy G was throwing for 400 yards a game. And Shanahan is a good quarterbacks coach who can then just basically focus most of his attention on getting his quarterback ready not to turn the ball over.
Dear Lord, this Raiders game is still going.
Yeah, it may never end. Literally
how,
ever.
How is, I shut it off. How is this still going? That seems impossible that this game is still on. Because it started after, it started before.
Yes, I don't know. I don't have any idea what's going on in that game.
Just says that there's like 26 seconds left. Oh, maybe Herbert will have a social media throw. Oh, they have the ball with 22 seconds left.
Where?
I don't know. On the field. And according to this graphic that they're showing on the screen, they're in the hunt at 6-5.
Well, they are. If they lose the game, they're only a game back of the Jets.
Yeah, so what's the NFC picture looking like? It's still all the NFC now because Seattle hops Washington, right?
I think, yeah, like you described, 7-5-1 is a worse winning percentage than 7-5. So for the time being, yeah, that 7-5 would go ahead.
So the Giants were like minus, or they were like plus 110 to make the playoffs. I think that the Giants might make the playoffs.
Well, but they still have to win some games.
Yeah, or they could just tie out. They just need to win tie more out. Games than... They just need to not lose as many games as the Commanders.
I don't know.
Ben, the Lions blew it. If the Lions just convert against Buffalo on Thanksgiving last week, they're very much in this mix.
That's sadly true. The Lions are playing. I mean, I rip on the Lions a lot, but I wouldn't want to play them right now. Like, they're a team.
The Giants
they're
have.
Doing...
Can you let them finish?
Oh, sorry.
No, I got nothing to say. Yeah, the Giants, say the schedule. It's brutal.
Eagles, Washington, Vikings, Colts, Eagles.
That's
one game that we like them in there. One game they'll be favored in.
That's the Giants?
Yes.
Yeah, but the Giants shouldn't have beat any of the teams that they beat
already
this season.
They'll be favored in one of those games and heavily underdogged in three of those games.
Oh, reception. Keenan Allen to Austin Eckler. All right. They got it in range. They were on like their own 3-yard line. They're out to like the 40.
Right?
They're in range where a social media quarterback can make a very social media type
touchdown,
throw
missed extra point loss.
Oh, that is a primo Chargers play right.
It's
here.
Not his fault he missed the extra point, okay? He's doing what he can. His ribs are broken.
You didn't happen to see Jeff's exchange this morning, Ben, did you, with Gabe Morenci?
I unfortunately missed that.
Everyone should just go at Sports Rage on Twitter to see the Morenci-Jeff exchange about Herbert and Tua. Turns out they were both wrong.
Yeah, they both weren't very good today.
Oh, that was dumb. They threw it to the middle of the field to DeAndre Carter, and that's the end of the game.
Extra stats or a social media.
Is it actually the end of the game?
It's actually, yeah. They're walking
on
the
penalty.
I can't wait till we can talk about the AFC. Anything else in the NFC? Stupid Seahawks. They're going to make the playoffs, right?
I think they are because the Giants' schedule is tough and they're a half game back and they have every opportunity. They have the Rams twice. Oh, sorry, Rams once. They beat the Rams, right? The Rams again. They do have to play San Francisco again, I think.
San Francisco with a backup quarterback, though.
Backup.
Backup to the backup.
Yeah.
Although many would say that Lance was the backup to begin with. Because they played much better with Jimmy G.
Fair. I don't know. I still would favor Seattle in this spot, yes.
Just because those teams still have to, you just read out the Giants' schedule. Like, the Giants, I get why their odds are very poor to make the playoffs. But it just feels like the Commanders are going to crumble, and the Giants will win stupid games.
They might, but, like, they're running out of games. So, yeah. Other than that Colts game, like, 8-1 is right there for them.
Yeah, I suppose. Is there anyone, can Detroit make a run?
If Detroit wins the rest of their games and they go 10-7.
Do they have winnable games?
Yeah,
they play Chicago.
They play the Jets.
They play the Jets?
Oh, yeah.
Are you worried about that game?
That's
you better believe I am.
Worried about the goof?
I'm worried about open field tackling. I'm worried about it. Sure I am.
Oh, so is your boy Amon-Ra St. Brown going to give them big problems?
I'm very concerned. Thankfully, that's not till next week or the week after next. We have to worry first about... The Buffalo Bills.
Is that game in New York? Yeah, it's in New York. I mean, if they can somehow beat the Vikings. The Vikings might be on cruise control, the Lions.
Okay.
Yeah, because obviously the Jets couldn't beat the Vikings.
Couldn't.
But if the Lions can beat the Vikings, although it's at home against the Vikings. They can
6-7.
They get at the Jets, which is a winnable game.
Sure it is.
Then they're at the Panthers. Then they're at home against the Bears. Then at the Packers. Like,
they
theoretically,
they could
not
win
dead.
10-7. If you're 10-7, then either... See, this is why that tie is so great for New York, because they can get to 10-6-1. Yeah, it's tough. I don't know who Washington's got left. Obviously, New York, probably Philadelphia.
Not easy.
Yeah, probably not easy. The Lions have to win the rest of their games. I mean, they're drawing to an inside straight. I would say it's impossible, but it's not good.
It's not good?
5-7% chance. Like, that's not nothing. Crazier things have happened, but
I guess the Packers aren't technically out of it yet either. They're on bye next week, right?
Thank God. I can't stand watching the Packers win or lose. They're just a frustrating team.
How much of that game did you watch, Ben? Because I guess if you had Claypool, you watched some of it. The Bears have been eliminated. They're the only team in the NFC who's eliminated. That's interesting stuff. But there's on ESPN, there's an E next to their name.
They're the only team. I mean, they have three wins. Like, no one has fewer than that except for the Texans.
Rams have to be eliminated, right?
No, because theoretically, they could still win the division if they win out and San Francisco loses out. Like, they're not
drawing to like a plane crash. Give me a break. They got 9 losses.
So if they got to 8-9, I guess the idea would be that San Francisco could also get to
8-9. Yeah, I guess.
Without Seattle could only beat the Niners and lose all the rest of their game. They're not technically eliminated, is all I'm saying. So who do you think...
I watched a lot of that game, sadly.
We were kind of periodically watching it, because it was in the top TV of what was going on. We saw Fields break out that 55-yard run for a touchdown. I was like, oh, this is probably over. And then all of a sudden, here come the Packers.
What did I say to you? What were my words?
You said
Fields is playing really well. That means they have to lose.
Chargers game 10-0. This is over. Said that.
That's a different game. I did sort of say that. But no, what I said was Fields is playing really well, so the Bears are going to lose because that's all they do. The Bears play well, or Fields plays well, and they lose games.
But the Packers, it was a lot like watching the Eagles and Titans game, except the Eagles kept scoring. That every time you looked at the screen, it was a Derrick Henry run for 1 yard, and then the Eagles had the ball for 90% of the game.
Yeah.
It seemed like the Packers always had the ball, and they just weren't scoring touchdowns.
And they were throwing them in the red zone, throwing it into the stands. Rodgers looked forlorn, and yet they managed to win the game because he owns them, right?
Christian Watson. He scored on a rush.
I'm going to want him in fantasy next year.
Well, you can't. He's kept in our league.
That doesn't mean I can't acquire him.
You won't. You're too much of a coward to make trades like that.
I haven't.
To go
been
get
in
a 14th round Christian Watson? You wouldn't give up a first round pick for that.
I might.
You won't.
I might.
You won't.
We'll see.
We know you're a cowardice. It's not happening. What happened? I guess nothing happened in the NFC South.
No, Atlanta lost.
The Falcons lost, but yeah.
That really puts them further in a hole. Carolina was idle, and we assume Tampa will win tomorrow, but even if they don't,
do we assume Tampa's going to win tomorrow?
I do assume they're going to win, but even if they don't, they're still in the lead and cruising.
Okay, Ben, here's the last thing about the NFC, because we don't know what the Cowboys are going to do. They're 11-point favorite, 10.5-point favorites at DraftKings Sportsbook right now. What do you do with the Vikings when it comes to betting on them in the playoffs? Can you?
I won't be. I don't think the Vikings are that good. I really don't. But they're going to probably have home field for some of it, maybe even all of it. I don't see it. I really don't. I hope they get someone that's competent, because I'll short them right from the beginning.
Vikings-Giants, first-round playoff
game. It'll probably be Seahawks-Vikings or Washington-Vikings.
Yes.
And they'll be, 3-point favorites in that game? 3.5-point favorites?
No, they don't get the books do not give them respect. The books know the Vikings are incredibly fluky. Although they won and covered again today, but the Vikings don't get respect.
You weren't giving them any respect this week.
I don't think I went crazy overboard. I thought the Jets would win. We had every chance. If you told me the game was going to play out like it did, and they're going to have that many chances knocking at the door, I kind of thought they might have scored one.
Ben, I don't know if you have an inside line to the New York Jets locker room, but if you can give them a message from me, which I think will help them, that Braxton Berrios may not be the red zone gadget player that you think he is. Every time you're inside the 10-yard line, maybe you don't have to give it to him. Maybe throw it to Garrett Wilson. I hear he's good.
He's quite good. Give Garrett it to Zonovan Knight, the new alpha.
All right, let's talk AFC. Zonovan sounds like something that comes with a lot of fine print at the very bottom of the screen. You got high anxiety? How about you have some Zonovan, pal?
Yeah, he's a dangerous guy. He definitely has side effects, but he's the future of the Jets.
No, he's not. Brees Hall is.
No, Brees Hall's dead.
Brees Hall, he had his run. Brees Hall, teammates with your boy Brock Purdy, by the way.
Really? Where did Brock Purdy go to college?
Iowa State.
Oh, the Cyclones.
I guess you bet on college football all the time. Oh, college.
I do that.
Very quickly, college football playoffs. Tim has hot opinions despite never seeing any of these teams play.
Well, I see them play. Alabama should be in. TCU should not be in. And TCU should not be the 3 seed
Tim
over Ohio State.
Tim saw 3 minutes of TCU this
year. Watched most of that game. Look, and here's the deal. What would Ohio State be favored over TCU on a neutral site?
Well, that's unfair.
But the committee has to. The committee's job is to apportion the top.
Then why even have a committee? Why don't you let the fucking sports?
No, but the committee's job.
Why isn't DraftKings?
The committee's job is to put the best four teams in the playoff, considering things like divisions and stuff like that. When that's sorted out, the division doesn't come into play because Ohio State TCU didn't win their conference. Alabama didn't win their conference,
but they lost twice.
Alabama is better than both of those.
But they lost twice.
That doesn't matter.
Eventually, what you do on the field should matter.
They lost,
or else we're just doing theoretical.
They
rankings.
Lost two games by one.
Yeah,
by
then
one
why
point.
Play?
Yeah, why even play the games?
Again, because if TCU went undefeated,
but they didn't.
Alabama's clearly still favorite over them on a neutral field.
Sure, but then at least they've got a conference championship, and that's in their mandate: is that you have to consider conference championships seriously in your ranking. When TCU doesn't have that, and they escaped very few games, they escaped games this year. And you put them ahead of Ohio State, who has one loss and is clearly better than them? I don't know. It seems weird. It seems like they rigged things so that Ohio State and Michigan wouldn't play in the semifinal. But they should have, because that's of those four teams that you take, there is no argument to be made that TCU should be above Ohio State. There just isn't a case to be made. And yet, here we are. I think it's very disappointing. Whatever. Like, Georgia looks like they're going to crush whomever. It doesn't really matter, but... At the same time, it's not the matchup we ought to have.
Do you think the four teams who are in should be the four teams, Ben?
Oh, 100%. It's not even close.
You think Alabama
that's a given.
TCU should be in over Alabama?
Yeah. Just because the only thing that Alabama has is that they're like, oh, they'd be favored over all these teams. If they had four losses, they would be favored over TCU.
You're right. There is a point in which you actually have to draw a line, but it's one loss in the difference by a point. TCU won a game by a point. Like we're splitting hairs.
Like,
Alabama's so clearly better. Put Alabama in.
And what about Tennessee?
Yeah, say,
like I know
Tennessee
they lost their quarterback.
Tennessee got routed in a game.
So. Tennessee beat Alabama though.
Sure, but Alabama again has two losses, one loss in overtime. Like Alabama,
didn't they win a couple games like right at the very end?
Alabama is the best of better. Alabama's the number two team in the country.
Number it doesn't
three,
seem like
number
it.
Three at worst, and they're not in. Like, the committee's mandate is to put the best four teams in, and they failed. They didn't put the four best teams in.
Well, it sounds like we need a 16-team playoff.
Well, we're about to have a 12-team playoff.
That's good.
If you put Alabama in, I'd pick them over anybody but Georgia. I'd pick them to make the final.
Well, maybe they should have won some of these games that they lost.
I mean, I
maybe
don't know
that
what,
turns out to be a little bit.
I don't even like Alabama. I dislike Alabama, but I know that they're one of the best four teams in the country, and there's no division, there's no conference championships that are blocking them to being there. I think it's BS. That's what I think.
Seems ludicrous that you put a two loss team in over
so
one
what?
Loss team.
I don't care. Like two losses
let them
versus
be a six loss team,
but one
in.
Versus two, given the circumstances. Again, if we're not going to run computers and we're not going to use the numbers as we had in the past, we're using real people and supposed to rank the top four teams. How about you do the country a favor and put the best four teams in? You can't even do that.
When PXG says nobody makes golf clubs the way that they do, they're not lying. The PXG clubs I now have are absolutely incredible. So when I heard about their new Black Ops driver, the driver that promises you don't have to sacrifice distance for forgiveness, I had to try it because they call me the sandwich on the tee box. I got an awful lot of slice, and I've spent the past 3 years trying to work that out of my game. So I had one driver, then I had another driver, and then I went to a swing coach. I'm still going to my swing coach. And I went to a PXG location for a fitting and got my Black Ops driver, perfectly tailored to me. But here's the sneaky thing. When you're average height, like Pat Mayo, not a whole lot of fitting you need to do. Clubs are made for you. But if you're taller, if you're shorter, you need to go to a PXG location to make sure that it's perfect for you to get that Black Ops driver with the breakthrough in driver technology, because let's face it, we're not the guys that we're betting on all season long. We have some struggles when it comes to the game of golf, but we do want to get better. Like, I'm actively trying to get better. I took myself down from a 20 handicap to a 10 handicap, and I'm really hoping that without losing a bunch of balls and adding distance, adding accuracy this year, that I can get into that single digits. Maybe even try to challenge like breaking 75 this year. I broke 80 last year, hoping to break 75 at least once this year. And I do think with my new PXG Black Ops driver that I might be able to accomplish that. It's at least given me the best chance that I have. It has more forgiveness, more distance without sacrificing anything. Game changer has been thrown around so much it's really lost meaning. But trust me when I tell you, the PXG driver is a true game changer.
You'll be as impressed with it as I am. So learn more and get free shipping on all equipment at pxg.com/mayo and use code mayo at checkout. That's pxg.com/mayo, code mayo, for free shipping on all equipment. pxg.com/mayo, code mayo.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this. But Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What do you think the biggest AFC story is? Is it Lamar Jackson's knee, which apparently is not season-ending?
Okay.
But probably not great at the same time. Could their offense be worse than it has been the last month with Huntley? It seems like the answer is no, right, Ben?
Yeah, I mean, they give games away. It was a miracle. They're lucky they played. I mean, not even a real team today, but... the Bengals, I mean, I can't, not that I'm shocked by any stretch, but the Bengals, they're just quietly, I thought they'd kind of be, you know, a one and done, what a crazy run. They're ready to take over again. They're going to be a serious factor. They're just good.
It's 1-1A between Lamar and the Bengals. Which one? And if the Lamar injury turns out to only be a couple of weeks, and we know that by tomorrow morning, then yeah, I think the Bengals are the bigger story.
I mean, the Bengals are a big story because it's just Burrow over Mahomes, 3-0 at this point. The Bengals looked like they were going to pull the Chiefs from the AFC Championship game last year where they didn't get the score right before half. It was like, oh no.
Definitely.
The tables have turned.
I'm impressed. The Bengals are good. They're very good. They're still behind Baltimore, and they have... You know, they still have to play Baltimore again.
And they still have the hardest schedule remaining of any of the teams in the AFC. Like, just to compare the schedules, even with Huntley, I think it favors the Ravens at this point. Like, even if Cincinnati beats Baltimore, although they just knocked off.
Well, they play in the last week of the year, but so that'll be could be like the prime time.
It could be. But the Bengals, I mean, the Ravens might have it like clinched by then because the Ravens have.
Well, they have the same. Bengals have to get one win above them.
Sure, but the Ravens have the Steelers, the Browns, and the Falcons, and the Steelers. Now, they could lose all four of those games. They could win all four of those games. They'll probably be favored in all four of those games.
Is the Cleveland game in Cleveland?
It's in Cleveland.
Yeah, if Watson's playing better, and, you know, you start...
I mean, all that Baltimore has to do to play Deshaun Watson is go take the American U.S. soccer team, and when he throws it at people's feet, they can pop it up to themselves. Boom, pick six the other way. Easy game against, at least this version of Deshaun Watson.
That's a fair point.
And then you see Cincinnati. Cincinnati has the Browns, the Bucks, the Pats, the Bills, and the Ravens. Not impossible. Like, this was their game.
Tough.
It's tough.
Like, that is tough.
Patriots, Bills, Ravens to end when you probably need... Patriots probably... That's probably their elimination game at that point. Mm-hmm. Like, if they can get through it. Who knows with the Bucks? And the Browns... I mean, Burrow can be 3-0 all he wants over Patrick Mahomes.
Cleveland owns him.
He can't beat the Browns.
Yeah, Cleveland owns them. Yeah, I think I still would, you know, given you look at those two teams, I'd say, oh, the Bengals are better. The Bengals should win this. But, like, yeah, based on that schedule, you'd have to lean Baltimore a little bit. But it's very interesting.
So let's see how this shakes out. Tennessee is just not even trying at this point.
Don't need to. they're going to be the 4 seed. Everybody knows they're going to be the 4 seed. They're going to play the top AFC team, which will either be, you know, probably the Dolphins.
Ben, do you feel like they've been exposed a little bit the past 2 weeks?
Yeah, I mean, they just have a knack to play. Like, that game in Arrowhead, it's like they've got Willis and somehow they're in it. But week in and week out, I think teams are starting to figure out. I don't know exactly why. Jordan Davis coming back really did help the Eagles today. They stopped Henry because of him. But the Titans, they really could use A.J. Brown right about now. And Treylon Burks was coming on, but he took a terrible hit today.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, I don't know how he held on to that ball.
Is Tua actually hurt? Is there news?
He hurt his ankle. I just report that he left the game. He hurt his ankle.
Okay. Like,
so it's not a concussion.
No, but that's a big...
He didn't throw up the strong hand again.
No, that would be a big deal because we've seen the Dolphins backup quarterbacks, and they can't win any games.
It's funny because they have, like, okay backup quarterbacks.
But we know that they can't win any games. They won a game where – they lost a game where the opponent punted on 13 of 16 possessions.
Vikings.
Yes, they lost that game. So, like, they're not going to win any games with backups, I don't think.
The Titans have the Jags, the Chargers, the Texans, the Cowboys, and the Jags. And the Jags can only win games at home. They're horrendous on the road.
Yeah, I like to.
Yeah, they're just going to kind of cruise, aren't they?
They got nothing to worry about. They're going to play either the Bengals or Ravens or Dolphins in the first round.
And probably win.
And maybe win, maybe lose, but just get ready for that. Get healthy.
Yeah, get healthy is probably the right thing to do. It's almost a lot, Ben, like what the Bills are doing right now. Like, I mean, the Bills played on Thursday night, just, you know, unless the Patriots are using defensive players as offensive players, they can't score any points. But, like, the Bills still aren't at full strength, and it seems like they're committed to making sure that their guys are healthy for the playoffs. And now they're the 1 seed again.
Yeah, I mean, that's the, you know, making sure that they're healthy versus avoiding going back to Arrowhead, potentially. Like, then again, it's such a weird – I hate teams like this. This is always with Aaron Rodgers, too, because it's like – they got this high-powered offense, and then they want the game in Buffalo when there could just be, you know, unplayable conditions on any given week, which is just kind of a weird thing when I think you're the better team. So
maybe,
they might
but all the
regret.
AFC games are going to be in cold outdoor places. There's no domes.
But it gets
– Baltimore.
They got crazy weather up there.
That's true. Nowhere else has really lake-effect snow in the same way.
Well, the Chargers, but they won't have any home games.
Well, this is it, right? It's the Ravens.
Oh, Jimmy Garoppolo has a season-ending foot fracture.
Yeah, I thought it looked like a break on the replay. I said that to you. The way it snapped, I was worried about that. Okay, so we've got Mr.
Purdy.
Mr. Purdy.
Purdy mouth. Purdy ball. Is this guy any good, Ben?
No. Confirmed, no. They should use Debo at quarterback. I'm not even joking.
Is San Francisco done then?
No, because they're so good. If they didn't have a competent coach, I feel like I would be really worried. But I'm this guy's no moron. Like, I'm sure he'll figure out a way to just mask this guy.
Are they idle next week, or do they play somebody?
Are they idle?
Yeah.
Is that what you said?
Yeah. Are they on bye?
It's a very odd way of phrasing.
No, it's a common football expression.
People really, a lot. Ben, do you hear a lot of people say that this team is idle next week, or is this team on bye?
Not recently.
But it's not completely foreign to you.
Like, is this something like Newt Rockne would say?
No.
Is that where you know it from?
No, it's an expression.
Yeah, the Gipper.
They're idle.
Who do they have left? They have the Bucks.
Well, that's right. They were propping that game up.
It's just every commercial. Oh, my God. Bucks Niners. America's game of the week against World Cup final.
Yeah. Dexter was there saying, you know, these games are so important for playoff seedings. And so it's like, we know, man. We're well aware of the stakes in this game. You don't need to sell us on it. It's up against the World Cup final. Messi and Ronaldo. Good luck.
Well, you already said Brazil's going to win and Argentina has no chance.
I hope that Brazil wins because then I want all the credit if I'm right.
Ben, did you watch much of the World Cup?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I've been watching one half a day on the treadmill as I've been running. It's the... honest to God, the best thing in the world for, like, my cardiovascular shape. Go to the gym, hop on a treadmill. It's like 48 minutes. You just kind of, like, zone out and watch some soccer. But the difference between, like, the diving countries and the non-diving countries, but all the diving countries are really good, and all the non-diving countries are really bad at soccer. It's a huge discrepancy.
Yeah, there's something to that. We'll see. It seems like France is... going to be tough, but
it's France, England, isn't it?
Like, we're getting into the business end of this tournament, and there's going to be some fun
these
matchups.
Teams can obviously play.
Argentina, Netherlands, and France, England are two of them already. Like, those are really interesting games.
So the Niners have at home against the Bucs next week, America's game of the week, at the Seahawks, at home against Washington, at the Raiders, at home against the Cardinals.
Those are challenging games. The Cardinals are weird,
but like those are like coin flip games, it feels like. But they should be even, and Ben kind of hit on it. If Purdy can just be okay, it's not like, like you mentioned, Jimmy G's not great. As long as he doesn't make stupid decisions and not turn it over, is their defense good enough? If McCaffrey and Debo are healthy, can they run like the triple reverse Debo plays?
I wish I hadn't run my mouth about how they're my Super Bowl like NFC favorite now, because now I feel really dumb. I'm a little concerned, but...
You were even lipping that we saw all the former 49ers backup quarterbacks throughout the course of like the last 2 weeks. We had Guilty Beathard come in the game for Jacksonville. Your boy Mullins came into the game. Maybe who's what is Mullins on the Vikings?
I think so.
Can they like cut him so San Francisco can pick him up and they can win the Super Bowl with Mullins?
If you think that the Niners defense is good, the markets will probably, futures markets will probably be kind of juicy for you this week.
See, I don't know because the futures markets have loved San Francisco all along, Ben.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be that big. Maybe I'm wrong here, but I honestly don't think it'll be a radical shift in the markets.
But if people are on to Purdy being terrible, a team with a terrible quarterback,
he wasn't awful today.
He was who, Purdy?
A team with a he was okay, but like
he was fine.
The Dolphins hadn't spent any time preparing for him. Tampa's unable to prepare for anybody. I can't wait till we pick that spread, knowing this fact.
They'll probably be off. I guess.
I'd sign for Purdy showing today for all their games, and I think they'd be just fine.
Agreed. If you get this from him, you're fine.
Yes, I would agree. But they don't get to play the Dolphins defense every week. Like, that Commanders game is going to be tough on.
The Buccaneers is going to be tough. Bucs have a defense.
They don't have a defense. Like the pressure Washington was bringing.
Sure.
Young didn't play, and Montez Sweat was out for most of that game.
That's good.
And they were still in Daniel Jones's grill. Oh, by the way, quick Daniel Jones aside on the Giants, Ben. Darius Slayton... might be the best deep ball catcher in the game. They just chuck
it up. He's got a lot of practice.
They just fucking chuck it up to him, and he comes down with it every time. It's incredible.
I love him. They got new guys. That Hodgkins guy.
He scored a touchdown today.
They got the good Hodgkins?
Terrible.
They seriously are down to guys that terrible. I didn't know were in the NFL.
But... there's him. Hey, anyway, those are the two. Darius Slayton has hit his over receiving prop in six straight games. And Ben, get this. If you have teased against the Rams by 6 points every week this season, it's 12-0.
I didn't know that. My teasers, I've had a lot of problems in the NFL. I have to be hitting teasers at like a 9% clip this year. My teasers have been horrendous all year.
I lost mine by a half point because of Baltimore.
Baltimore. I had teasers with Baltimore today.
Hey, I had that Travis Etienne over under, and it lost by a half yard.
That was so gross. And we knew it was happening in the first half.
Yeah, we could see it's like, oh no, they're not going to give him the ball. And he lost that 1 yard, and that was his undoing.
Yeah, well, I think you might have got a push, and at least you get your money back then. But yeah,
Ben, you ever back up your phone?
Back up my phone?
Yeah. Like the information on your phone? You don't do it?
No, I don't.
You and Tim.
Is that bad?
I'm outnumbered. It's something that Tim does because he can't figure out how to do it.
Yeah, I mean, back up my phone. I'm afraid to admit this, but me and Tim, we do a lot of similar stuff. We see eye to eye on a lot of things that are considered radical
by society.
See, but he says that what you do is viewed as radical by society.
That's fine. That's fine.
I thought you were the everyman.
I like to think of myself as the everyman. No. But
no, we're fine. Disturbed. Like, we're on the disturbed side, but that's okay. You have to balance out society with people like us.
You know what's now trending on Twitter? Kaepernick to the 49ers. Is there actually any corner? Like, can they pick up, like, Cam? Like, is there anyone out there that they
there's got to be people. On practice squads, right? Like, what's David Blau up to?
Your boy that you thought should have been starting for the Jets. Winnipeg Blue Bombers.
Oh, Straveller. You put Straveller on the 49ers. That's a fun team.
Ooh. They should get Cooper Rush.
Yeah, but he's actually the backup.
Yeah, Dallas is not trading him, and he's the backup.
No, they'll get him. Dallas will do him a favor.
But they can't trade.
Cut him. They won't pass waivers.
Why would you cut it? Dallas is competing against San Francisco.
Maybe they'll get Zach Wilson, your boy.
Zach Wilson.
Have him.
Yeah.
Have him. He's yours.
Would that be bad news for the 49ers if they got Zach Wilson?
You know,
What if they get Mike White? What if the Jets say, we'll go back to Zach?
We must protect Mike White at all costs. I'm prepared to look
the
other way.
Of the franchise.
I'm prepared to look the other way on a very big contract extension on him next year.
Oh, my God.
I'm willing to look the other way on it and say, well, you know.
Well, give us right now, if it meant that you had to, would you franchise Mike White?
Yes, with the team you have a team that has the talent level to compete, and you don't have any other quarterback that you can play. Yeah, sure, why not?
You would give him like $42 million next year.
Whatever. I don't like the idea of it, but like you know, we gonna do.
Oh, people do want to know which player will not score the first touchdown. Dallas, Indianapolis.
Paris Campbell. He's not scoring.
Does he have good odds, Paul?
I saw Miles Sanders scored twice last week.
Well, that's the thing. If they don't score the first touchdown, they at least score one in the game at some point. Drew Brees, is he available? He just got struck by lightning, but apparently he's okay.
Yeah, I was going to say, I thought Phillip he was Rivers. Dead.
Oh, my God.
Andrew Luck.
Honestly, like, could you coax Phillip Rivers out of retirement? Imagine him with McCaffrey. Oh, my God. This would be so good for my fantasy team. He'd have 38 catches a game.
That'd be pretty fun.
Like, one of these dudes, I mean, because Brees retired, but did he still have, like, time left on his deal?
I don't know how that works. I'm sure the Saints would just release him if that was the case.
Ben, do you think if Washington cut Carson Wentz that San Francisco would actually try to claim him?
No. They'd be better off with Jimmy J. don't use Wentz under any circumstance.
Unownable. I'm glad you notice that every single person who has come on this show has been on my side on the Heinicke versus Wentz thing.
I never said that Wentz was better than Heinicke. All I said is Heinicke is as bad as Wentz.
No, but like you're the only person who believes this.
Am I the only person who watches these games and watches like, Taylor Heinicke try to throw it to the other
Kenny
team?
Kenny came on. He agrees with me.
Oh, Jeff right. Washington fan Jeff, went while he started doing well. Jeff did you watch on, the game today?
We watched
in
it together.
In overtime. I know. On three consecutive plays, it should have been a pick.
But Kenny came on and agreed with me. Jeff came on and agreed with me. Rank came on and agreed with me. Raz has come on and agreed with me. You're wrong.
I'm not wrong. They're the same guy.
I can't wait till we have Chris or whoever next week.
You guys can see whatever you want to see. I'm watching the games. I see him try to throw it to the other team. The difference is, I guess Wentz throws a better ball because the other team catches it.
You just need to take an L on this one, bud.
But you watch it, right?
I do, and I think...
How many...
You seem to forget how bad Carson Wentz is.
I don't. Carson Wentz is either bombing it or throwing it to the other team. Heinicke does the same thing, but the other team doesn't catch it.
See?
He has voodoo magic.
You can be as defensive as you want.
I'm just looking at most like expected interceptions right now out of any player since they've started playing, Taylor Heinicke.
Yeah, sure.
It's gonna go the other way. And you even talked about how much can we bet against him in the playoffs.
Oh, sure. I think that Washington is prime for a loss in the playoffs because they're going to go to San Francisco or they're going to go to, oh, God, if they go to Tampa, I don't know what I would do. I hate Tampa. I hate them so much.
Ben, are you worried about the Chiefs?
If I was a Chiefs fan, no.
Yeah. If you were a Chiefs fan, like, they're fine?
No. Yeah, I think they're fine. They need to figure out what they're doing, but they'll get some guys back. And exactly. This Pacheco experiment's kind of interesting. They'll be fine.
Worried about Buffalo in the playoffs? Like, if history teaches us anything, Buffalo's going to lose. So I wouldn't worry about it.
Are the Dolphins dead?
I'm looking right now.
No. I mean, what's dead?
The Dolphins are dead.
But does dead mean they're not going to make the playoffs? Because I think they're going to make the playoffs.
You do think they're going to make the playoffs.
At 8-4, at 8-4, like, for them not to make the playoffs, I mean, they probably have to go 1-4 the rest of the way. That's hard to imagine.
Are the Chargers dead? Are they dead team walking?
Not yet. Because they have Miami next week. So they're on life support still. Because they still have a game against the Dolphins. They don't play any more against the Chiefs. They don't play any more against the Raiders. They still have one in their pocket against Denver. So that's two wins. If they could get the win next week, that'd be two wins. That gets them to 8.
The Titans.
The Titans have nothing to play for.
They have at the Colts.
The Colts are garbage.
And they have the Rams.
And the Rams are garbage. Chargers are not dead. Okay. They lose next week, they're pretty close to dead. But they're not dead. Until you get to 8 losses in the AFC, you're not dead.
Well, that also would mean, Ben, that the Raiders aren't dead either.
No, somehow the Raiders are still alive.
If the Raiders,
I don't really understand.
The Raiders winning out might be a little bit tougher on their end. They have
the Rams Thursday.
Rams on a short week, which they should win. And then Patriots, Steelers, 49ers, Chiefs. 49ers game looking a little bit easier.
Their chances in every one of those games.
Sure, but Kansas City. If I told you they went 1-4, would you be super
stoked? No, because the Raiders have been incredibly untrustworthy this season. But they do seem to be catching. Again, like I said, you need to get to the 8 loss mark before I can count you out in the AFC. And so they're not there, so I can't count them out. Same with the Patriots.
Or the Colts.
Colts have that tie, but you know they're going
to. You
gonna
just
have
said tie, most valuable thing you can have. Better than a win, I hear.
Tonight, when they take that 8th loss, we can officially throw the Colts out.
Can the Steelers make the playoffs?
How many losses do they have?
7.
Then yes, absolutely they can. Sure, they
have. Ooh, this might break in their favor here.
They're playing better.
They are playing better. Yeah, we're talking about this today. The Steelers are looking good.
Came back, and they're like they could have lost today's game. They could have lost the Monday nighter against the Colts. Like they're playing these 50-50 games and they're winning them right now. Mm-hmm. But they get at home against the Ravens, probably without Lamar.
I like their chances.
They're at the Jeebus the week after Sam Darnold.
I like their chances.
At home against the Raiders.
Yeah, it's a tough one.
At the Ravens, who knows about Lamar?
That's not impossible.
That's a 3-point game.
That's
probably
the same, like the 5-7 to 8% chance.
And
it's
then then they're at home against the Browns. Like they could run the table here.
Yes. Anyone
winning every game 17-14.
Any team in the AFC, if you don't have 8 losses, you have hope. You can make it.
Interesting. Which would mean you would lose a bet to me, by the way.
I just think 10 wins is the number, and I'm going to win it because there's no one who's not going to win 10 games.
I mean, Tennessee could lose out and win their division.
Yeah, hard to make it 2 against Jacksonville. They're fine.
Yeah, but one of those is at home against
Jacksonville. They're fine.
All right, any other AFC comments, Ben?
The Broncos, the league should step in at some point and do something about that team. I can't believe, now that the Raiders are playing better, Hackett was living well because, you know, the Raiders, everyone, rightfully so, was calling for their coach's head. But now that they're getting it together, I mean, you got to be kidding me with this.
What's the point of firing their coach? No good coach is taking that job.
Yeah, but you need to bring someone in. Like this clearly did not work.
No, it didn't.
And I do think that there is something to be said of, listen, he hasn't had a full complement of receivers all year. Their offensive line has been banged up. Their defense is still pretty, their defense is good enough that if you can get competency out of the offense, they could be a competitive team. Eh. Almost like what the Steelers are doing right now. And it wouldn't be the craziest thing in the world, I think, that if all of a sudden, it's like Russell Wilson got slapped in the face all season long. He's been embarrassed that if he went, he was
awful
on
last
his
year.
Way to the Hall of Fame. He's just done at 32.
Awful last year. Awful this year. I heard somebody say
he tore a ligament in his arm last year.
Okay.
He was great before that happened. Yeah. And then that happened. Amazing. Maybe this is a 2 week. I'm not saying that Russell Wilson's going to bounce back and be awesome next year, but I don't think it'd be out of the realm of possibility that with the right coaching, the right scheme, get some offensive linemen, some injury luck with that defense that this team couldn't look a lot like that Peyton Manning team that went to the Super Bowl.
I just don't know who would be interested right now in that Denver job. It's a very
bleak
circumstance.
You'd be shocked, Ben, at how many people would want to be an NFL head coach.
Yeah, their team is good.
Yes.
They have a great team. It's better than going to some of these other jobs. They're ready to go. They just – sometimes stuff doesn't work out, and there's no sense prolonging it. Just take your L, say we hired the wrong guy, and – let's move on. Let's do it again. Them and the Cardinals. It didn't work. Just move on and let's get on with
Cliff
it here.
Cliff is unfireable. They love Cliff.
They do love Cliff.
And the Cardinals are also...
And the teammates hate Kyler Murray.
People hate Kyler. Everyone's blaming Kyler. The Cardinals are notoriously cheap. Cliff's not going anywhere.
Oh, Paul, did you lose your earpiece? Well, that's not good. Because we have to guess the lines here very quickly. Oh, question for you, Tim. Monday night game. Who's not going to score? Saints and Bucks.
Traquan Smith.
Traquan Smith, huh? Traquan-a-man? Well, we're going to go to the Week 14 lines at DraftKings Sportsbook. Ben, if you are unfamiliar with what we do, is we try to guess the lines of the game as Paul reads them out loud. Paul's already rattled. Do you want me to read them out instead? You'll have to hear yourself. But I can throw to you. You can say the line. You don't need to listen to us. Just leave it on the 3-shot.
Yeah, but say I won't be able to hear Ben.
Yeah, but I can tell you what Ben says. He's only going to guess a number.
All right. I don't know where the hell that thing went.
Live TV, folks. There's nothing like it.
I will go first because people complain that I don't go first. You're coming off smashing us last week, me and Rank. So it'll go me, Ben, Tim. Okay. So Ben, if it's picked correctly, it is over. We move on to the next one. I'll pick first on this one. You'll pick second. You'll pick first on the next one. We'll go in the rotation, okay?
And we're just guessing the lines of games?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so there's like a bunch of games that are like off the board.
All right.
DraftKings Sportsbook, but...
We won't do those ones.
But they exist elsewhere.
Okay, if you found them elsewhere, we'll use the elsewhere line. But people should not go anywhere but DraftKings Sportsbook, by the
way. I think because of like Tua getting a little bit banged up. Like if, they're worried at DraftKings Sportsbook, but it's available somewhere else for the biggest game. You know, of
the week, of the year.
Of the year.
The Emmanuel Acho Bowl.
The Acho Bowl.
What a deflation that would be if Tua couldn't play in that game.
Oh, that would suck. And Skylar Thompson would just absolutely crush the Chargers somehow. It'd be amazing. And instead, like, if you can't find the line at DraftKingsSportsbook.com, go to OmahaSteaks.com, use promo code MAYO, and then by the time you order your steak package, great gift, by the way, for the holiday season. You might as well get it down. It's 50% off site-wide. Then you go back to DraftKings Sportsbook. The line will probably be there. So, Paul, what's the first game?
We got Thursday Night Football. Las Vegas Raiders at the Rams, which would have sounded like a much better game, 6 months ago.
Raiders by 7. Incorrect. Ben?
I'll say Raiders by 4.5.
He guessed 4.5. Incorrect. You can say yes or no, Paul.
Okay, no.
No.
Raiders by 5.
Boom. Topcat.
Topcat coming in early with the hammer. Raiders by 5. Next one.
Minnesota Vikings at the Detroit Lions.
Ben.
Vikings minus 2.5.
Yes.
Boom. Ben. Oh, Ben. Nailed it.
I was going to guess that. All right.
Moving on.
We have a professional on with us.
Moving on down, we got the Philadelphia Eagles at the New York Giants.
Eagles by 7.5.
I'm going to say it's Eagles by 8.5.
Nope.
Ben.
I'll say Eagles by 6.
Eagles by 6.
6.5.
6.5. Would you guess
7? So is it like Price is Right?
No. Yeah, closest.
You're the closest, so you get it.
Ben's, I think, the best debutant.
Yeah, the best debutant here. I'm in the shithole. Okay. I need to get out of here.
We kind of already let the cat out of the bag on this one.
Good.
But we got New York Jets at Buffalo Bills.
Did we let the cat out of the bag?
I don't know what
the
spread
one?
Is.
I was chirping you in our DMs the other day.
Were you?
About how we're going to kill you. Maybe you okay. I guess you don't read
a lot
our
of the
DMs.
Time. I think I it's do just read Paul them, and Jeff but... talking to each other. I always read the ones when it's on the separate Jeff thread that Jeff's not on.
No, Jeff or Tim responded.
I'm sure it happened. He's
that's the exact same spread that it was last
time. Okay. Well, then I guess we did chat about it. Then it's 9.5, right?
Boom.
Okay. Well, let's take it off the board.
It was my turn to pick first.
But we know.
Well, I didn't know what it was until you just said it.
9.5. All right.
Boom.
No.
Nailed it.
No.
Point for me. All right. Still my pick first. What's the next game?
You got Jacksonville at the Titan.
Jacksonville at the Titans.
You got it.
Titans by 4.
No.
Incorrect. Ben.
The Titans are home?
Yeah.
Titans by 6.5.
6.5.
No.
It's got to be low. Titans by 3.5.
Boom. Topcat nailed it.
The books hate
you
Tennessee.
You gave me a dirty look. I was off by a half point.
The
like,
books,
could not, how could it possibly be 4?
The books
3.5?
Hate,
yeah.
The books hate Tennessee. That's one of the advantages we have on this show. We know this every week.
And they love the Jags. That is true. So, Ben, it is your turn first on.
The Cleveland Browns at the Cincinnati Bengals.
I'll say the Bengals by 4.5.
He said 4.
Boom.
And a half.
Bengals, 4.5.
That would have been my guess next.
That would have been your guess?
No, I said it would have been my guess next. You were what to guess.
I know, but I had what I thought it was going to be. I
feel like you guys are in big trouble.
We are in big
trouble.
Ben's
running away with it this week.
You're just like our friend who says, after you answer the Jeopardy question, it's like, oh, that's what I was going to say.
No.
Chiefs at Broncos.
Chiefs and Broncos? Jesus.
Chiefs by 10.5.
No.
Chiefs by 11. No, Chiefs by 10.
Nope.
Ben.
I will say they shouldn't even have lines on this. This should be like the UFC. There's integrity issues with the Broncos. I'll say Chiefs by 9.5.
Ben's the closest. Chiefs by 8, which is like
good. Broncos have a good D.
They have a good D.
I guess
they have a good D.
That's so my guess first again. It is.
Yes.
All right.
At no points.
Carolina Panthers.
Oh, the Jeebus.
At the Seattle Seahawks.
Seahawks by 6.
Boom.
Yes.
There we go.
We'll go to the Monday Nighter and then we'll hop over to that other site that you shouldn't bet at.
Yeah, you shouldn't bet there. But Ben, you got the Monday Night game. It is
New England Patriots at the Arizona Cardinals.
Oh my God. I'll say the Cardinals by 2.
Nope.
Cardinals by 1.
Nope.
It's Patriots at Cardinals?
Patriots at Cardinals.
Cardinals by 3.
Patriots by 1.5.
Wow. That's mine.
Wow. Patriots.
Yeah. Patriots on the road favorite. Good. I guess they're coming off a long rest.
Lots of extra rest. Yeah, of course. Yeah. God forbid.
It's the Cardinals. All right,
what games did we miss here?
Yeah, Cardinals. The New England struggles with running quarterbacks, by the way.
They do. We didn't do the Patriots
game.
Yeah,
so we got the Chargers game. We got the 49ers game. And then there may be...
And there's three teams. There's six teams on bye.
Six teams on bye?
Yeah, so there's only three games. That makes
sense. It's probably just these two games.
So all right,
so we got the Bucks at the 49ers.
You win.
No, it's you. It's your turn first.
Okay. Bucks at 49ers?
Yep.
With Dirty Purdy.
Am I allowed to ask, is this a... well, I guess we know who
Jimmy G's out for the
I think year. We kind of saw today that like Purdy versus Garoppolo probably doesn't really
matter.
Yeah,
Purdy might be better.
49ers by 3.
Nope.
Bucks at 49ers?
Yep.
49ers by 2.
Nope.
Ben?
I'll say 49ers by 4.
Ben's the closest. It's 49ers by 5.
By 5? Way off this week.
That has to come down.
That's probably like a little bit of like risk insurance in case
against
something
the Monday night game.
In case something happens to
somehow.
The Buccaneers, they're like, hey, you can lock it in, and then Tom Brady gets hurt, and then that turns into a 7 or a 9 or whatever.
Interesting. Okay.
I think they do that quite a bit. All right, we got the Dolphins at the Chargers. Biggest game of all time.
I'm going to guess that they have the line as if Tua is going to play. Dolphins by 1.
Nope.
Ben?
I'll say Chargers by 1.5.
Nope.
Dolphins by 2.
Tim's the closest. Dolphins by 2.5.
2.5.
Tua and a half.
No cred. No cred for the Chargers.
How can you?
Yeah, dude, no respect.
We didn't have this. We didn't have Dallas and the Texans either, did we?
We did not, no.
So, Houston at Dallas.
What's the standings here before we go on?
Oh my God. You need to win this one to tie Ben.
All right.
And it is...
Ben's go.
Ben's? No, it's your turn first. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 10.
Yeah, I think it's your turn.
Okay.
Yeah, it's Tim's guess first on Dallas at Houston. Is that what it is? Or Houston at Dallas?
It's Houston at Dallas.
Oh, boy.
Dallas by 14.
Say Dallas by 13.5.
Nope, nope.
No, no.
I'll say Dallas by 12.
Dallas by 15.
Tim.
See, that's why he should have gone under me.
Yeah.
Or over then, me
yeah,
to lock
he
me
should up. Have won a half. Well, he's just trying to guess the line.
Fair enough. All right.
Yeah. I mean, I could have boxed.
Oh, we have another one. We have another one.
Yeah, but Ravens at Steelers.
Games are coming out of the woodwork.
Of Lamar.
What do you think that is? Even without Lamar. It's Ravens at Steelers?
Yeah.
I guess it's Ravens by 1.5.
Without Lamar?
Without Lamar and Huntley starting. That'd be my guess.
Steelers are favored with Huntley. I think Steelers by 2 if Huntley plays. Ravens by 4. No, Ravens by 3 if Lamar plays. He's worth that many points.
Is this for, like, Lamar? Lamar hasn't been right, Ben, in what, 6 weeks?
Yeah, it's been a while. They've been terrible. I've been betting them constantly.
Would you favor the Steelers against a Huntley-led Baltimore team? I think I would.
Oh, definitely. I think if Lamar plays, I think it should be, like, pick 'em.
Ooh, okay. So he likes the Steelers.
I really like what the Steelers are doing right now.
I feel like that they're in a very similar situation as what the Ravens are in right now.
Steelers are going to be a super popular side.
I know. The Ravens are going to win that game by a point.
Steelers
That's how that
be,
game ends.
Steelers
they win by
super,
1, 2, or 3.
Everyone's in the world's going to have Pittsburgh.
Smash a like while you're here, by the way. Sub to the channel. We're almost at 40,000 subs. We need to catch up to Ben's Scotastic score. What is it again?
Stochastic.
Sarcastic? Can we just go back to Osimo?
Ah, Stochastic, baby, all the way. Or Odd Chopper. We got the Odd Chopper side as well. That's easy to say.
Oh, yeah. Odds Chopper?
Shopper.
Odd Chopper.
Like a shopping. Yeah, check it out.
So easy Tim can use it?
So easy. That's our motto. We were trying to figure out taglines, and I think we've settled on that one.
That'd be a good one. You just put him in it? You can put him in the commercial for it? I think it'd be
easy
pretty
game.
Good. Right, low battery mode. All right, I think the game is starting. So let's hope Paris Campbell scores the first touchdown for all of us and all the viewers. What was it? I should probably go bet that before the game starts. 20-1? Well, that's not bad. Should I bet like $3,000 on it? Try to get back to even for the year?
You do as you deem fit.
Paul, do you think we should bet him to not only score first touchdown, but a touchdown and two touchdowns to really try to get the full experience?
Not a terrible idea.
Because, I mean, the Colts scoring the first touchdown as an 11-point dog seems pretty unrealistic, right?
Mm-hmm. And, like, him to score a touchdown at any time
is plus 350.
Plus 350, which doesn't seem
horrible.
No.
All right, I'm in. 20-1, Paris Campbell.
I'll drop a little.
Drop a little sprinkle around?
A little safety on that.
All right, Ben, thanks for being on, dude.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Always fun.
Any random question you wanted to ask Tim before you get out of here?
No, not really, honestly. I think I had a couple pretty long drives with the girlfriend. Cuss Corner, it's a go-to. We've been binging it, and we've been really enjoying it.
How does your girlfriend respond to Cuss Corner? I'm very curious.
May?
Yeah.
She's right down there. What, Cuss Corner, what do you think? It's an experience.
Does she have
Pat Mayo experience?
Does May have any questions for Cuss?
Yeah, you have any questions? You're on the
show with Tim.
This is your moment. What are you drinking?
Diet Coke.
Diet Coke. If you've it's always interesting. Like I said, I'm ashamed to admit it, but some of your outrageous takes,
not so outrageous.
Kind of on that wavelength. Not jumping from space or anything crazy like that, but you know,
yeah,
some of the other ones.
Gravity taking effect. How hard that would be.
Well, if you were in space, there'd be a lack of gravity.
Jumping from space.
Yeah, if you were in space, but you started. So you're saying that guy didn't actually out of space. There's not a whole bunch of gravity.
So you're saying that guy didn't even jump from space if there's no, because there was gravity when he jumped.
Well, he used the propulsion of going down, didn't he? He created himself.
I think he just
shot.
I think
the
he just stepped off.
And we watch it.
I think he just stepped off the platform.
I feel like your heart would give out on the way up.
I don't think it would.
I really do.
I got a good heart.
Like I don't think that this is easy as like what Barney went through to go over when they threw Homer on the NASA shuttle.
They both turned into Richard Nixon.
Yeah, there we go. All right. They said we need Roz on a Cuss Corner episode soon. He was on
anytime.
Like you were on like Cuss Corner 37 or whatever it was. That's one of the latest ones we've done. We don't do any during the season.
No,
we got a lot of stuff going on. We got too much Cuss as it's been. As people would say.
I understand.
Twice a week. It's like 5 hours a week with Tim. It's a lot. Anyway, Ben Raza, you can follow him on Twitter at JazzRazDFS. You can follow Tim at TimUndercost.
Not my name.
On Twitter. You can obviously follow me at the PME. Smash like. Sub to the newsletter. Comes out later on tonight. And smash the like for the episode. Okay? I'm Pat Mayo. See you next week.
Pat Mayo Experience.